Hi guys, welcome to English Digest. It's Pat here.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to be talking about a very famous castle in Germany. It's called, and prepare yourselves for this, it's called Neuschwanstein.
Neuschwanstein.
Yes, which actually I found out means just like New Swanstone.
Uh-huh.
So it's called New Swanstone Castle.
Or as I call it, Pat, Cinderella's Castle.
Okay, yeah, because it does look like something out of a fairy tale.
It's actually the castle that was used to build the fake castle in Disneyland for Cinderella.
Oh, there we go.
See?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, as the title of our article says, it's Neuschwanstein is Germany's fantasy castle. So,
ooh.
I think it's definitely got this feel of a fairy story or something out of a dream.
Mm.
And today we're going to look at kind of a bit about this castle, who built it, why, and a few things to you'd see if you went to the castle.
Yeah, and I have to say, if you're in Germany, you should definitely try to see this. It's especially romantic, I think. It's in a beautiful area.
I think
a lot of Germany is quite lovely.
Yeah, lots of, it's surrounded by kind of forests on top of a hill. It does look as though you've just walked into fairyland.
Yes, like you're watching some sort of Disney movie or you're in a real fairy tale. It's fun.
All right, so let's have a read of the article, then come back and talk about some of the English in it. Neuschwanstein, Germany's fantasy castle. Resting on a hill above the German countryside, Neuschwanstein is one of the most splendid fairy tale castles in the world. Neuschwanstein is not only a tourist hotspot, but also the inspiration for the castle in Disney's Sleeping Beauty. Yet, despite looking like it was built in the Middle Ages, the castle is not even 200 years old. Neuschwanstein was the dream project of King Ludwig II of Bavaria. Ludwig's father died in 1864 and left the throne to Ludwig, who was 18 at the time. Ludwig was a king in name only. He had very little actual power since Bavaria's government was in control of the kingdom. After Bavaria lost a decisive battle to Prussia and became part of Germany, Ludwig took it as a personal defeat and retreated into a world of fantasy and fairy tales. He longed to be a powerful, noble king, just like the ones in medieval stories and Richard Wagner's operas, by which he was deeply fascinated. He dreamed of having his own castle and made plans to build one. Ludwig chose a difficult location, the top of a large hill. Workers used dynamite to flatten the hill and the latest steam technology to move building materials. Ludwig also wanted the castle's interiors to be brimming with detailed tapestries, paintings, and ornate furniture. Sadly, Ludwig died several years into the construction of the castle, which was never finished, though it is still an impressive structure. If you ever find yourself in Germany and want to be transported to a magical place, make Neuschwanstein Castle one of your places to visit.
Okay, everybody, let's take a look at the title. Neuschwanstein, that's hard to say. Neuschwanstein is Germany's fantasy castle. If it's a fantasy, it's something that you imagine, that you dream about in your mind. It's very different from normal reality.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasy films often have creatures that are magical, like fairies and dragons.
Yeah.
They can fly, things like that. I mentioned that I thought it was Cinderella's castle. I was wrong. It's Sleeping Beauty's castle. So Cinderella is the little poor girl.
Yeah, she wouldn't have had a castle. She would have lived in one at the end.
Not until she married her prince, right?
Exactly.
But Sleeping Beauty is the inspiration for this castle. At least Disney used the castle as their model when they built their fake castle in Disneyland. I loved that place as a little girl. I just thought, oh, I want to live in a castle. Yeah, that was a fantasy for little girls.
Yeah, and so this castle is resting on a hill above the German countryside. Neuschwanstein is one of the most splendid fairy tale castles in the world. So the word splendid kind of means grand, magnificent. It's not just big, it's also beautiful. So you could also describe, like, a view. If you were up in the mountains and you looked around, you go, wow, this is some splendid scenery. You know, kind of tall gray stone mountains, white clouds, you know, Greenland stretching off into the distance.
Yummy. Well, a lot of Germany's countryside looks like that. It's beautiful. I love Germany. I thought it was very green. They have lots of hills and mountains and a lot of forests that are kind of magical.
Yeah, we say it's kind of like a fairy tale landscape.
It
and
is.
Neuschwanstein is a fairy tale castle. And here, fairy tale is all one word, and it's used as an adjective to describe something that looks as though it's from a fairy story. So kind of dark forests, tall mountains, beautiful castles. You know, the kind of thing that you'd hear about in that kind of story.
Yeah, magical creatures, creatures that had poison that could kill the little pretty girl.
Yeah, so a fairy tale creature would be a dragon. A fairy tale princess would be, you know, the beautiful princess. Mm-hmm. And some people talk about a fairy tale wedding.
Oh.
Which I guess would be, you know, a girl meeting Prince Charming and getting married and going to a nice house.
Having lots of money. Yeah. Never having to work again. Okay, that's a fairy tale. Fairy tale nowadays is used to read to kids before they go to bed usually. Mm. And a lot of the Disney movies are still based on fairy tales. I love Disney movies. Well, Neuschwanstein is not only a tourist hotspot, but it was also the inspiration for the castle in Disney's Sleeping Beauty. Here, Disney's Sleeping Beauty refers to the movie they made. But if you've been to Disneyland, you know there's that famous castle. Well, that castle looks like Neuschwanstein itself. So you can take a look if you go to any Disneyland that's in the area. A hot spot is a very popular place. It's very active. A lot of people want to go there. It might be a vacation hotspot, or maybe it's a new restaurant and it's a hot spot in town. Wow, that's the latest hot spot. So it's a fun place for tourists. It's very, very popular. And if you're the inspiration for something, it means you gave somebody an idea to do something or to create something. Here, that castle gave Disney, the company, the movie company, the idea to use that castle's image in their movie Sleeping Beauty.
But despite looking like it was built in the Middle Ages, it's not even 200 years old.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, the Middle Ages, we mean the kind of time between the 5th and the 15th century. Mm-hmm. So when you think of like knights, castles, lords, that sort of stuff, that's the Middle Ages.
Camelot.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very, old looking. It looks like it was built a long time ago, but it was only built like 200 years ago.
And exactly.
Yeah, in the mid 1800s, they weren't building castles like that anymore.
Mm, yeah, they'd gone out of fashion.
Yeah.
But, Neuschwanstein was the dream project of King Ludwig II of Bavaria. Bavaria is a region in southern Germany. It kind of covers now Munich and southern Germany and a little bit of like the Czech Republic area. Mm. So it's that part of Europe.
Yeah, notice that Pat said King Ludwig II of Bavaria. When you see those Roman numerals, you have to add the first, the sixth, the seventh, and then you use the ordinal number, the second of Bavaria. So if you're reading that out loud, you can't say King Ludwig II of Bavaria. That's wrong.
And now Ludwig's father died in 1864 and left the throne to Ludwig, who was 18 at the time. So a throne is basically the big fancy chair that a king sits on,
or
a queen sits on, yes. But here, we don't mean literally he left him the piece of furniture.
The chair?
The word throne can also be used for the office of the ruler, the position of being a king.
Mm-hmm.
So if we say he left the throne to him, it basically means he's king next. Another way we could use it is to say people are in line for the throne. They're going to be king. Now, earlier this year, the British royal baby, Prince George, was born, and he'd be the third in line for the throne. So his grandfather, Charles, is first in line, then William, his son, the second in line, and now baby George is the third in line to the throne. So they will be king, kind of then the next in the order.
Yeah, kind of cool. Notice we're pronouncing these words with a German accent. In German, they don't pronounce W like W, it's V, V. So Ludwig, and they like a lot of sh. So Neuschwanstein. It almost sounds like you have a lisp or something, but that's how they pronounce these. We're trying to mimic or sound like the German pronunciation there. So it is a little strange, but it's kind of fun to try something new.
So back to Ludwig then. So he's become king when his father's died, but the article says he was a king in name only. He had very little actual power since Bavaria's government was in control of the kingdom. So in name only, this phrase means you have the position, you have the title, but that's it. So he was the king, but he had no power. So people called him the king, he did kingly things, but he didn't really make decisions like the kings of old would.
Yeah, he couldn't say, that man will be put to death tomorrow. He had no power to control anything. Isn't that kind of like the Queen of England, though?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say pretty much all kings around the world these days are just king and queens in name only.
Yeah.
We respect them, people come to see them, but they're not like the kings of the Middle Ages.
They don't control the country.
Yeah, made rules, led armies, did what they wanted.
No. So in name only means you don't have the power, you just have the name.
Yeah,
so you don't have anything really except money, and people still bow to you.
For sure.
Well, after Bavaria lost a decisive battle to Prussia and became part of Germany, Ludwig took it as a personal defeat, and he retreated into this world of fantasy. Now, a decisive battle just means a battle that determined what the result would be of something. So if something's decisive, it means it will decide or determine the result of something that's undecided. For example, I could say the fight ended with a decisive blow. If two guys are boxing and one hits the other guy, a decisive blow means it ended the fight. That resulted in the win right there.
Yep, or in soccer, if two teams are tied at one goal each, then you say, well, the next goal is going to be decisive. It will probably decide who wins.
Or if you call someone decisive, it means they're very good at making decisions. That's a very nice compliment.
So here we've obviously Bavaria have lost a decisive battle, which probably means that ended the war in favor of Prussia, which is not an area of Europe anymore, but 100 years ago was a region of kind of eastern Germany sort of area. And after Bavaria lost, Ludwig took it as a personal defeat. So he felt like this isn't just a defeat for my country, it's a defeat for me. I'm not really good enough. I'm going to take this loss very personally.
Oh, so a defeat here could be substituted with loss, a personal loss. A defeat means a failure to succeed or to win. Now, if you retreat somewhere, you kind of move back away from something. Here, he kind of moved back into his own mind. So he kind of left reality and kind of started living in his own world of fantasy where he just imagined he was this powerful king and that he lived in a fairy tale. It sounded like he really had some hard times here.
Yeah.
He longed to be a powerful, noble king. And we'll talk about how that affected him and why this personal defeat really changed the rest of his life. But first, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要去旅游的地点呢，就是在德国的新天鹅堡。那么在英文里面，我们首先来看到有第一个空格的句子，一刚开始就是一个空格，后面接着 On the hill above the German countryside, Neuschwanstein is one of the most splendid fairy tale castles in the world.这个新天鹅堡呢，可说是世上最壮丽梦幻的城堡之一了。我们来看一下第一题的 A 选项 ,Lane 其实是 lie 的过去分词。如果要讲到建筑物或者是某个东西位于哪里，我们在这里要用主动的 lying。第二个选项 seated 其实它原本有始就坐的意思，但是主词是新天鹅堡，我们不可能叫它坐在这个地方，所以 B 也不恰当。 C situating 其实在这里如果同样的指某物 位于哪里？我们应该要用过去分词 situated， 而答案 D 选项 resting， 那么这个东西坐落于哪里？我们就可以用主动的 resting on 再加名词咯。所以第一题我们答案就选 D resting， 这个地方其实是热门的观光景点。第二个空格 yet blank 2 looking like it was built in the middle ages， the castle is not even 200 years old。 文章里面提到然而怎么样，看起来像是在这个中世纪所建造的，事实上啊，它的年龄建筑呢还不到200年。我们来看一下 A 选项 despite 尽管虽然， B besides 除了什么之外还有， C without 没有什么东西， D after 在什么之后。根据文意，尽管它看起来似乎像是中世纪的建筑物，但是事实上它到现在还不到200年之久。所以根据文意，第二题我们可以选 A despite。 下一段来说明新天鹅堡的建筑由来。我们来看一下第三个空格的句子，提到 Ludwig was a king in name onlyHe had very little actual power. Blank 3, Bavaria's government was in control of the kingdom. 事实上这个国王他只是个挂名的国王而已，没有什么太多实际的权力。那么我们在这里需要个连接词来搭配，巴伐利亚的政府当时呢正是掌控着整个国家。第三个空格的 A unless 除非， B although 尽管虽然， C since 因为， D once 一旦。而这个国王他只是挂名没有实权，因为当时的政府才是真正的统治整个国家。所以根据上下文意，第三题我们可以选 C since。接着我们再来看到第四个空格的后半句，讲到 Ludwig took it as a personal defeat and blank 4 into a world of fantasy and fairy tales。 因为战争的失败呢，国王就觉得这是自己个人上面的一个失败，于是呢就怎么样到了一个充满幻想跟童话的世界当中。第四题的 A 选项 compared 比较， B retreated 退缩退却， C attached 附着于， D exposed 使暴露在什么之下。因为认为是自己的失败，于是就退缩退却到了一个幻想跟童话的故事当中。所以第四题答案就选 B retreated。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Hi guys, welcome back. It's Pat and Stephanie here talking about Neuschwanstein Castle in Germany. And we've just found out that Prince Ludwig, or King Ludwig,His country was defeated in a battle, and he retreated, and kind of mentally retreated.
Yeah.
He stopped kind of living in the real world and went back to a place he felt more comfortable. And he longed to be a powerful, noble king, just like the ones in medieval stories and Richard Wagner's operas. So if you long to do something, it means you really, really want, you desire to do that thing.So he longed to be, he didn't just want to be a king with no power,、
mm-hmm.
he wanted to be the kind of noble king that you saw in、fairy stories, in old tales, and in the operas of Richard Wagner, a famous German composer.
Yeah. Now, if you say you long for something, make sure you mean it with all your heart, because it's a very strong emotion you feel. You want it so badly, you can't think of anything else.For example, I long to be with my family. If you miss somebody really badly, I long to be with my boyfriend, but he's in the military. He really wanted this quite badly. Well, he was also deeply fascinated in Richard Wagner's operas. I have to say, I don't like Richard Wagner's operas very much.
I like the Ring Cycle
a
lot. Yes.
No, I sang opera, and I always thought the Wagner operas were the big, fat,
heavy,
which is not my kind of singing. But yeah, they're very popular around the world. They're very symbolic of that big opera soprano who stands on stage with the helmet and the horns coming out of it. Those are Richard Wagner's operas. If you're fascinated with something or in something, means you're really, really interested. You can be fascinated in a subject. For example, I could say the Taiwanese culture fascinates me.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could be fascinated by someone. Someone really intrigues you. You think they're really interesting. Like to get them to know them more. Yeah.
Okay. And he was fascinated by these stories. So he dreamed of having his own castle and made plans to build one. I mean, I guess in that time, kings were probably just living in nice houses. But he was like, no, I really long for the old days. I'm going to have a castle.
Yeah, and those must have been really expensive back then.
Mm.
Well, he chose a really difficult place to build his new castle. He wanted it on the top of a large hill, which must have really caused some problems for the workers. They had to use something called dynamite to flatten the hill. Dynamite is a substance that you use to explode things, so it blows things up.
Yeah, if you've seen cartoons, you've probably seen the very traditional red stick with a little thing coming out and people like, and then boom, blows up. That is dynamite.
That's dynamite. Well, he wanted this on the top of the hill, and they had to use dynamite in order to flatten the hill. If you flatten something, you make it, you knock something down is a good way to say it. You make it flat.
Yeah. And he also, as well as dynamite, he used the latest steam technology to move building materials. So steam is when you boil water, it turns into gas, which we call steam. And things like early trains and engines a 100 or so years ago used steam power. A lot of old things used steam power to make them move. Nothing really does now. We tend to use electricity and other forms.
And
but
gas.
Back in those days, steam power was extremely powerful compared to, you know, using animals to pull stuff, which is what they had.
There was no gasoline. There was no oil that they used. They used steam and animals to move things, to power things. Ludwig also wanted the castle's interiors to be gorgeous. An interior of something is the inside part of something. So if you buy a new car, you might want leather interiors, which would mean your seats are leather. All of the furnishings are quite nice leather. He wanted the interiors of the castle, that's the inside again, to be brimming with detailed tapestries, paintings, and ornate furniture. If something's brimming with something else, it means it's completely filled with it. I could say, oh, her eyes are brimming with tears. She's almost ready to cry. So he wanted all these gorgeous, expensive things to furnish his castle.
Yeah, the first example given is tapestries, okay? And a tapestry, it's a kind of art that's made by weaving threads together into a picture. So in a lot of old buildings, you'll see these woven things made out of, you know, silk or gold thread sometimes.
Yes.
And they will picture things like hunts or, you know, kind of interesting designs.
Yeah.
They would also have been quite warm in those days. They would have helped keep these stone castles warm. So they serve the purpose of kind of art and kind of like interior heating.
They kind of look like rugs to me that you would put
hanging
on the floor.
On a wall.
But they're beautiful, and they're usually pictures that they've put together using these beautiful threads. They're quite expensive. You can buy them here in Taiwan. I've seen shops that sell tapestries. My mom liked them. Paintings, of course, and ornate furniture. If something's ornate, has a lot of decorations on it, it's covered with fancy patterns and shapes. The opposite of ornate would be plain or simple.
Yeah. Now, sadly for Ludwig, he died several years into the construction of the castle. So into the construction means while it was still going on. And in fact, the castle was never finished, although it is still an impressive structure. Here, a structure is a building, something constructed. So it still looks a very impressive building, even if it's not completed like 100%.
I could say I live in a 14-story structure. instead of saying building, I would say structure. Structure can also, though, be a tower or a bridge, something really big that's been built by putting different parts together. Well, here's our last and final piece of advice. If you ever find yourself in Germany on vacation or maybe studying abroad and want to be transported to a magical place, make Neuschwanstein Castle one of your places to visit. Transport is often used to mean you're carrying something or someone from one place to another, but it also can mean figuratively that you've been carried away in your imagination. So you imagine you're in a different place and time.
Yeah, a lot of it is kind of done by things you sense or experience. For example, certain smells could transport you back to your childhood.
Yes.
Freshly cut grass makes me think of when I was a kid going out and playing football in the park.
I
smell freshly cut grass, that's kind of, I am transported back to those times.
Smells can do that for you. It's kind of amazing that your senses are so connected with your memories.
Music can do it as well.
Yeah,
the right kind of music
totally.
Could transport you into a feeling or a mood. You listen to it and you feel like you're there.
Yeah. Some songs I'll play and I'll go back to college days, you know, and I'll remember different feelings and friends I had. I love those things.
Okay, so that is the end of today's article. So let's listen to our Chinese teacher, then we'll come back and wrap up.
接下来我们看第五个句子写着 He longed to be a powerful, noble king, just like the ones in medieval stories. In Richard Wagner's operas, Blank 5, he was deeply fascinated.既然退却到这个幻想的世界当中，他希望成为一个呢非常强大又高贵的国王，就像是中古世纪的故事跟华格纳歌剧里面的这些国王一样。而第五个空格，我们发现呢，在这里需要一个介系词搭配一个关系代名词。在这里要提醒同学的是，如果我们把关系代名词里面的介系词移到关系代名词前面的时候，这时候代替人一定只能用 whom， 代替事物就只能用 which， 而它非常的受到中古世纪跟华格纳的歌剧为深深的着迷。根据文意跟文法的句型结构，第五题我们就要选 be。By which? 第六个空格这里提到 Ludwig chose a difficult blank 6, the top of a large hill. 那么他其实选择了一个非常困难的什么来建造这座城堡。A, condition, 情形状况。B, capital, 首都。C, shelter, 避难所。D, location, 地点。我们讲到 the top of a large hill, 指的是呢在这个大山的山顶它是一个地点。所以第六题搭配文意我们当然就选 D, location。它用非常多的时间、精力跟金钱来装饰天鹅堡。第七个空格提到 Sadly, Ludwig died several years into the construction of the castle, which was never finished, though it is still a an blank seven structure. 虽然呢，他在这些建筑的几年后就过世了，城堡也没有完工，但是新天鹅堡仍然是一个怎么样的建筑呢 ？A. impressive， 令人印象深刻的。B. inevitable， 不可避免的。C. considerable， 相当多的。D. constructive， 建设性的。想必看过天鹅堡的人都会同意，它是一座令人印象深刻的建筑物。所以第七题，我们当然就选 A. impressive。
Okay guys, thanks for listening to us. We've been talking about Neuschwanstein Castle today, a really fabulous fantasy fairy tale place in Germany. If you ever get the chance, be sure to check it out.
Sounds fun. Thanks for joining us guys. Come back soon for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Pat and we'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Bye.